It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go and the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, you're heading somewhere. You're heading to work, heading to the gym, heading to the park, walking the dog, walking the kids, getting the, you know, somebody off to school, somebody off somewhere. You know what the drill is. And guess what? It ain't easy. You want to be entertained while you're doing it. You want to hear a little something while you're doing it. You want to necessarily go, well, you know something? I need to hear Bob Black this morning. I need to hear them this morning. I had a rough week. I was thinking about him all weekend. I didn't tell the husband, but I was thinking about him all weekend. So what are you doing? Well, you know what exactly what you're doing. You're going to iHeart. You're going to TuneIn. You're going to Stitcher. You're downloading the show and a network. And you're getting everything that's available live and in living color. Yeah, that would be me. And while you're doing that, guess what? You can archive all the stuff that we've done before, all the interviews, everything. And that's good, too. So if you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, if you have an iWatch, if you have an iPoppy, you're sitting there, you're at your desk with the clunky old PC, yeah. Settling in on a Monday, yeah. Getting a check for the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, yeah. Well, guess what? It's all there for you. And a tablet, too. So you can get us. Now, look, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, hopefully they're waking up. Well, it's 8:08, 25 seconds. They're up somewhere, no matter where they are. Taking care of us, watching our six, making sure that nobody infringes on the freedoms that we have. And guess what? They run towards it while we run against it. So stop, thank them. If you see somebody in uniform, buy them a cup of coffee and be on your way. We're going to be on our way to a commercial break. When we come back, more attack.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. There's a bakery in Queens, New York, making a donut cannoli. God. If you guys have never had the joy of a cannoli, it's called a denoli. But, I mean, Yeah, look it up. That's the only way to do it. It's the only way you do it. Honest to God. Man, cup of coffee. I got a cup of coffee sitting in front of me. Please deliver it. There's a bakery. One town over from me that makes them too. I can't. I'm a diabetic. I can't. It's not fair. Temptation. Yeah. All right. Back to the sports world. I had to do that because I knew I was going to be outside the lines yet again. Because you can't go a week in a National Football League without, something going on. And Jerry Richardson, who's 81 years old, owns the Carolina Panthers, has been accused of workplace misconduct and announced in a letter on the team website Sunday night that he's putting the team up for sale after 2017. Sports Illustrated broke the story. He settled with four employees regarding inappropriate workplace behavior, and he's putting the team up at 81 years old. Sexual harassment of multiple women and the use of a racial slur towards a scout who has since left the team. Verbal comments about women's appearances, inappropriately touched female employees, made advances to women that included asking whether he could shave their legs and for them to give him foot rubs. What's the foot rub thing? What is the foot rub thing? Is that first of all, women are the ones that always ask for foot rubs, okay? Men asking for foot, we got nasty feet. How do you think a woman's going to go, oh, my God, there's a, well, at the time, I mean, it's four women over who knows how long a time, but let's go on the assumption that he was in his 70s or in his 60s. You know, that nasty old man who's been touching my behind, wants me to rub his feet. That did it for me. I'm gonna jump right on that right now. Come on. For crying out loud. Now, there are people who are also defending him. Cam Newton said he served as a father figure to him. Marty Herney, the interim GM, said he'd never seen any evidence of Richardson displaying any sexual or racial misconduct in the workplace. His wife was sitting next to him in the owner's box. Now, I will say this, and don't take this the wrong way, okay? Inappropriate behavior towards women should never be tolerated. Period. Case closed. Okay? And racial comments towards anybody either direction, any race should be vilified. But I also don't know, because there's no specificity here, did Richardson get accused of something legitimately with these women? And then, because he's worth, you know, $1 billion or whatever he's worth, did he just write him a check to have him go away? Because he didn't want something like that coming out in the headlines. Or did he legitimately do it? Because evidently all four of the women were paid something to go away. So I don't know. I don't know. But there must be something to it. Because rather than go down the road, he's just putting the franchise up. I think being 81 years of old has something to do with that. I mean, he could sell it. The Panthers franchise this past September, Forbes, when they do their 100 on the you know, most valuable franchise ever, blah, 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 Panthers worth $2.3 billion. So knocking off 0.3 because of the bad pub, I would assume 2 will probably be the number or thereabouts, unless they get into a bidding war to get it. And then at that point in time, you know, he'll take his money and ride off into the sunset. So, you know, I don't know if he had plans of handing it down to family members or whether family members wanted it or whatever the circumstance. I don't know. Don't know the answer. But he put it up for sale. And it's a good time. I mean, he's got a winning franchise that's in good structure. They have a franchise quarterback. You know, like I said, Cam, I'll give Cam a lot of credit here. He was very intelligent when they asked him about it. He said that Richardson has been a father figure to him since his arrival in Carolina 7 years ago. But he added this, and I like what he added. For me, I hope things don't alter my way of thinking about Mr. Richardson, but I do know he has given me some things that I will forever be appreciative of. That's a pretty well thought out statement. And considering they, you know, stick microphones in his face and he doesn't always react particularly well, you know. Now, one thing that came out of this, and I have no idea. P. Diddy, Sean Combs, whatever he's calling himself this week. I've always respected the guy as a businessman, although I did have one interaction with his people that left me questioning whether or not the company is being run correctly, but we'll share that in a second here. But he tweeted out, "I would like to buy the Panthers." Now, Diddy's worth is about $800 million. So he would have to put together and a group. So we'll see. He's $820 million. Steph Curry said he wants in. You know something? Put the group together. You know what the heavy lifting is. So, do it. Now, with that being said, my interaction with his people was not particularly impressive. And again, you have minions to do your work for you when you make that kind of money, and I get that. But I was producing commercials about a decade ago, roughly. A little side work thing going on there. And my company that I work for got a contract with Diddy's people. And what they were doing was they were trying to get his product into Harrods department store in London. And they had filmed a commercial. And nice commercial. Filmed it in 1080p. The only problem was that high definition in England is different than it is in high definition in the United States. So they came running to us so we could put it to the resolution quality that they needed to run the commercial in London on the eve of Thanksgiving when we spent 12 hours putting it there. Now, you would have thought somebody would have done their homework and discovered that, ooh, there's a difference, but they didn't. Okay. Let's tap out right there. We'll come back. More football, this time on the field, right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, spinning some jams. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And talking to Jerry Richardson here, P. Diddy, I threw a little personal story in there that I had with his people. So, I mean, but the point being, if you're going to grab an organization, you better put people around you who are damn good at doing their jobs. And so we'll see. We'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. You know, again, 81 years old. He's heading out the door. Jerry Jones released a statement saying he's sad that it happened. Jerry's also probably worried that he's got some stuff coming out on him, too. Because I've heard the rumors the same as everybody else in his business has. You know, we'll see. We'll see. You know, one thing about Richardson, you know, for people who don't know his story, he was a professional football player when they weren't making big bucks, took the money he had, became a businessman, took the business, parlayed that into owning a franchise. You know? So, you know, he is a success story, but as often happens with legends and big success stories and everything else, that's many times the way they go out. See Woody Hayes, see Bo Schembechler, see old Bobby Knight. See, you know, it happens. We shall see. However, you know, like I said, you can't go single day without getting some kind of scandal somewhere, somehow, some in professional sports. Just how it is. And that's the way it goes. Now, yeah, I'll save this for later. Get into the LeBron sneaker thing. Just be careful what you say and how you say it. National Football League scores, highlights. Yeah. Lots of relevant games. Some of them on Saturday, some of them on Sunday, yes. You know, a couple of games on Saturday. Look, Lions are the first team out of the wild card right now. But they took care of their business against Mitchell and the Bears. You know, and Detroit's defense, properly, they beat them 20-10, by the way. Scores are irrelevant, but they've won. Stafford, 25-33, 237, two touchdowns, no picks. Stayed committed to the run, even though they don't run it particularly well. They got guys named Tyon Green running the football. Okay. Stafford spread the ball around real well. 10 people had catches. And Trubisky, you know, you could see why the Bears love him. He's still making bad decisions. He doesn't have great receivers, but he moved the ball around and he's trying to establish relationships with them. Detroit is not going to win their division. Minnesota's going to do that, but they're still in it for the wild card with two games left to play, but they're going to have to hope that Atlanta loses again, and then I don't know how the tiebreakers sort out, but we'll figure it out when the time comes. But with that being said, this was a game that they needed to make sure it just happened. And what they ended up doing was shutting down Chicago's running game. Because what they've tried to do, and you know, John Fox, who will soon be on the unemployment line, has tried to nurture Trubisky and keep him, I'll throw this in there afterwards, but and keep him from having to be exposed by chucking the ball all over the lot, because Mitchell Trubisky is not in a position yet in his evolution as an NFL quarterback to be chucking the ball all over the lot. When he does, he turns the ball over, as most young quarterbacks do. Got it? Good. Now, unfortunately for John Fox, because it is going to cost him his job, the perception is that he's not using Trubisky correctly. And what we mean by that is they don't open it enough. He's protecting his quarterback too much. This is the modern NFL. The game has bypassed John Fox. And they, look, the Bears are bad, okay? But you got Jordan Howard at running back. So you do have a weapon that you can use to take the pounding. Because what you don't have is very many good wide receivers. You know, your leading receiver is Kendall Wright, who has 558 yards. He ain't putting any defensive coordinator on notice, all right? Joshua Bellamy is what he is. He's a third-year guy who's 28 years old, okay? They don't have weapons. What they've tried to do this season is get younger people and get them out there and see if they have anybody that can break through like the Jets did with Robbie Anderson. Okay, but it hasn't happened thus far. That being said, like I said, Fox will lose his job at the end of the year, and rightfully so, because the Bears are 4-10. They're going to go in a new direction. But be careful what you wish for. Because if the next guy that comes in thinks that Mitch Trubisky is ready to start chucking the ball all over the lot, he's going to get him killed next year. The formula is not going to change. You're going to see a lot of Jordan Howard running the football. They'll explore wide receivers in the draft and free agency, and they'll try to get more weapons around him. Boop. It ain't rocket science. But they're not going to be good for a couple of years. They believe they have their quarterback, and that's a good thing. Yeah. Glennon will be gone. He'll go to work somewhere else, and hopefully somewhere where he'll get an actual opportunity to play. And then, you know, away they go. But, you know, it is what it is. Chicago's 4-10. They're going to be drafting high. They're going to probably get that kid out of SMU. More than likely. I think he'll be there. As far as Detroit goes, it was a must win. They took care of their business. Look, they're a good football team. They're not a very good football team. They have a very good quarterback bordering on great. They don't have a running attack. They have a hard time keeping him upright. And that's something they're going to have to address in the offseason. First round, second round, third round, I don't know. But they still have an outside shot at the playoffs. And they did what they had to do yesterday in order to get it done. Saturday, I should say. Same thing with the Chiefs. I have to say, when I get ready to write this team off, they turn around and they do something spectacular. And Alex Smith, who I like, always have, who won't be there next year, managed to get the team to 9-6. 8-6, excuse me. Put a game separation between them and the Chargers. And Alex Smith outplayed Phillip Rivers. Simple as that. Look, Kansas City is the toughest building in the National Football League to win in. All we do respect to Heinz Field and Gillette Stadium. It's Kansas City. The crowd was nuts. Nuts. Kareem Hunt went off for $155. This was the formula that was working earlier in the year. They managed to limit Tariq Hill, but Hunt picked the slack up. And that's where Chargers defense did not come to play. Well, they came to play, but they always come to play. But they were very ineffective against Kansas City's offensive line. And I got to tell you, I was impressed with that in the course of the game. Kansas City's defense did a fair job against the run. Held Melvin Gordon under 100, although he got 4.1 per carry. Hunt was the weapon yesterday. You know, everybody talks about the versatility of Tariq Hill. And he was 5 for 88. But Kareem Hunt had 7 catches for 51 yards to go along with his 155 yards running. So that aspect of it was pretty impressive. And Kansas City is probably now going to win the division because they hold the tiebreaker. But we'll see. You never know. Oakland managed to play their way out of it. God, can't wait to get to that game. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, we'll have a little more fun. It's fun. It's football. It's black. And it's you. Don't go anywhere.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like an Epiphone Les Paul Special One electric guitar for just $79, a pair of Tascam Studio headphones, or an AKG vocal mic, your choice, just $19, or guitar stands or wall hooks, 2 for $10. Save up to 40% on gear in every department, and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Make spirits bright for every musician on your list. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you, Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, wrapping up Kansas City and L.A. I was impressed. KC came to play. And for all the middle-of-the-season collapse that they had, they showed up and they showed up big Saturday. So give them a lot of credit. Oakland's out of it. I don't think they have any of the tiebreakers, so best they can do is tie for the division, and that's not going to happen. And the Chargers had their opportunity and didn't come through. KC has the Dolphins and the Broncos. unless they just don't show up, they're going to win their last two and win the division. So, not a lock yet, but we'll find out. Bills go back to Tyrod Taylor. They're up in Buffalo. It's cold. There's snow on the ground. And they win a football game 24-16. So they're still alive at 8-6. And the Dolphins aren't. Cutler had a bad game. 274, three picks. You know, would the season have been different with Matt Moore? No. They probably have the same record. They rolled the dice, they lost. All they lost is money. You know, wasn't a snowy field. The conditions up there were good. It was just cold. Cutler just didn't have a good game. And the Bills' defense actually showed up. You know, Tyrod's playing his way into the conversation for next year. The only problem is, and it's just, he makes you just good enough to tease you about the playoffs. You know? I mean, if he was on a very good team, let's put it this way. If he was on Jacksonville, Jacksonville would have a shot to go to the Super Bowl. Okay. But he's on a Bill team that's, you know, they're okay. Their defense isn't great. Their wide receivers aren't great. And Tyrod's not great. They've been well coached this year. And aside from the stupid Nathan Peterman mistake, what the hell were they thinking? Which, by the way, that could end up costing them the playoffs. So, you know, keep that in mind. Ran the ball for buck 16. It did what they had to do. They got two left as well. Patriots next week. And they're at the Patriots and then the Dolphins. So, for them, you really just need to focus in on this week, hopefully catch New England shaking off a little fog from the Pittsburgh game. Yeah. And then beat the Dolphins. I mean, come on. So we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY. They're still in it. You know, again, this is the time of year that it's just, you just hope. And that's really all it is you just hope. So we'll see. And Cutler will be gone after this year. It'll be time to go back in the booth. I you know, it's funny. His wife, the reality star, said that, boy, she had a lot of things she wanted to say, but she's biting her tongue till after the season. So I guess there's going to be a book or whatever. I you know. But, okay. Now, he came out, he tried. I you know, again, you can't put this season on Cutler. I think they weren't particularly well coached. I don't think the defense played up to snuff. Ajayi was a cancer in the locker room from all accounts. It was just, unfortunately for them, a rough area. But now what happens with the Dolphins is that they got a little reality to face, too. Because Ryan Tannehill is their quarterback. Can they win with Ryan Tannehill? You know, Gase was coaching him up last year, and they were starting to get some results. But Tannehill, to me, has always been a middle-of-the-pack guy. You know, they moved him from wide receiver to quarterback in college. The results were mixed. But, he hadn't played quarterback since high school, so I get that. But now, He's in the league a while. He's taken a bunch of snaps. So it's not like he hasn't had the opportunity. You know. And we'll find out whether or not they want to commit to him long term. That's really what it's going to come down to. If they do, okay, we'll see. We'll know in the draft. But again, there's going to be a bunch of quarterbacks out there. So the philosophy of the team going forward will be, where are we in a position to win right now? Now, they felt they were in position to win this year, and that's why they went and got Cutler after Tannehill went down. But you look at who's going to be out there, and you look at the Glennons, and you look at the Alex Smiths, and you look at the Colin Kaepernicks, and you look at the various different players, they're going to be out there looking for jobs after this season. You know, maybe Kirk Cousins. And you've got a tough choice to make, especially with all the quarterbacks coming in as well out of the college ranks. And there's about six or seven legitimate NFL prospects that are coming in from college. They don't all pan out. You know, well, prospects are suspects. But we'll see. So the Dolphins as an organization have a tough choice to make, as do the Buffalo Bills. The only difference is Buffalo Bills are still in contention. So that call will get made at some point in time. Now, another quarterback call, and I'm sure it's already been made, is Cleveland, who was in the game till halftime, 17-10. And then Baltimore just methodically broke them down. DeShone Kizer, 20-37, two interceptions, no touchdowns. Cleveland ran the ball for 130 yards. It's their one strength right now. Josh Gordon had five receptions. And Baltimore just did what they had to do. Cleveland's still winless. They got two more games. They play the Bears next week. Maybe they can steal a win. They've clinched the number one pick. Yeah. It's rough. It's going to be the first time, if they manage to go winless, I believe, that the coach survives. I honestly don't know. But boy, if they go 0-16, oof-a. And you, amazingly enough, though, and this will be interesting to see, Hugh Jackson will have options. Isn't that weird? Now, I mean, in reality, Dorsey comes in. He said he's liked what he's seen so far, except for the no win thing. And the owner already announced that Hugh's going to be back. I mean, should he be back? An 0-for team? I mean, I happen to think he can coach. But, you know, the immediate thing that they did was throw out the record and basically say that the players weren't acquired for this team that would have allowed Hugh Jackson to win. Okay, well, that's kind of protecting the coach right there. They have said they want him back, and that's good. And, okay, so they're going to give him another opportunity. However, and once we get to Cincinnati, we'll talk about it. It looks like Marvin Lewis, I mean, we knew he was going to get fired anyway, but at least allegedly, but he has decided on his own to step away from Cincinnati Bengals. Now, that's all good. If that's the case, I would imagine they'll make a phone call to Hugh Jackson. Now, I mean, once Marvin steps down, you know, when Hugh Jackson does his state of the state at the end of the season, what he needs to say, and, you know, quite frankly, I would think less of him if he doesn't do this, is say, you know, look, the Haslam family's been good to me. We're suffering through the growing pains. We're doing X, Y, and Z, trying to get this program back on case. I have absolutely no interest in the Cincinnati Bengal job, period, case closed. Don't do any leverage trying to get an extension or anything, because in reality, if you're over, you shouldn't be coaching anyway, according to most people. But believe it or not, he'll have options, which is quite odd. Browns lost, Ravens won. Ravens just still in it. The aforementioned Cincinnati Bengals lose to the Vikings in Minnesota, 34-7. Marvin Lewis says, leaving. Or actually, he didn't say it, but he said it to somebody who leaked it out. And he denied it. And that's it. Yeah, they're a bad team. Teddy Bridgewater got in the game. First ball he threw, picked. It was a bounce off a teammate, so it happens. And then, he's going to be out. Marvin will, will Marvin have opportunities? I guess he might. I don't know. I mean, I've never thought of him as a particularly good coach, but there might be others around the league that think he is. I don't know. Like I said, he was denying the fact that he was preparing to step away, I guess, before they fired him. But, I don't know. Keenum did the job yet again. 20-23, 236, two touchdowns, no interceptions. And they got Bridgewater in to knock a little rust off. I mean, he was 0-2 with a pick. That would be a quarterback rating of 0. Nah. Teddy, I'm glad to see you back on the field, as are many people around the league, because many people never thought it was going to happen again. Ran the ball effectively. Defense played well. Minnesota's on a serious roll. So, watch out for them in the playoffs. They're real. If Keenum comes back to earth, that would be the sad part of the story. But, we'll see. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back. Come in, Manila. Well, I'm going to keep talking until I hear a little music. There it is. Got to kick the machine every once in a while. Keeps it in gear. All right, we're tapping out.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that would be us. Bob Black here. You there. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Again, Bengals will be looking for a coach. We'll find out who after the season. I would imagine they'll let Lewis play it out. I mean, at this point, they have nothing to really lose by to gain by getting rid of him. Right, real question with the Bengal team is after the coach is, what are they going to do with their quarterbacks? McCarron's a free agent. Some people think he'd start in the league. Some don't. Another quarterback out on the market. Do they stick with the rifle? I don't know if that ship sailed or not. They got to turn over some people on this team. That's for damn sure. And a new coach is going to have a challenge. And Minnesota, just keep riding the wave, baby. Ride the wave. The Keenum Curl. That's what we'll call it. If you're into surfing, you know what I mean. They can go far as far as the defense will carry them, but, you know, playoffs are going to be a whole different thing for Case Keenum. We'll see. They got quarterback problems, too. I mean, good problems, but problems nonetheless. What do you do with Bradford when he's healthy? What do you do with Teddy? Now he proved he can get back out in the field. And what did Case Keenum earn? Interesting all the way around. Let's tap out right there. We're going to go to the top of the hour, go to the news, and we will be back with more fun and frivolity right after this time out.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Investigators not yet able to say what caused a fire yesterday at America's busiest airport, bringing down power and crippling air travel across the U.S., but Atlanta's Mayor Kasim Reed says
it's certainly going to be an open and transparent investigation, and the results are going to be made known.
The airport says power has been restored to most of the facility and flights are beginning to come and go again, but correspondent Kerry Sanders says passengers will not be in the clear right away.
More than 300 flights today already canceled, on top of the 1,100 flights canceled Sunday.
and still having residual effects on airports nationwide. Still raging, the Thomas Fire in Southern California is 45% contained, but officials say another round of high winds is pushing the blaze towards homes in Santa Barbara and Montecito. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate, you don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump says he believes John McCain will return to Washington if his vote is needed on a big tax cut bill that's expected to see a vote this week. Mark Mayfield has more.
Trump said he spoke with McCain's wife, Cindy, and wished her and the senator well. The 81-year-old, who is battling brain cancer, headed back to Arizona yesterday to spend the holidays with his family. He's expected to miss the tax vote, but Republicans believe they still have the votes to pass it. Trump also said there's no doubt that McCain is going through a very tough time.
Fresh off a hard-fought win, Alabama Senator-elect Doug Jones says it's time his former opponent, Roy Moore, officially concedes the race. On CNN, Jones says it's time to move on. Alabama has spoken. Jones, the Democrat, defeating the Republican Moore on Tuesday by about 1% of the vote, but Moore's refusing to concede defeat, pointing to the close margin of the vote and claiming possible voter fraud. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Tom Hinchy. For all you Trending Today listeners, we've got a great deal from MyPillow to help you get a better night's sleep. I love MyPillow, and I'm getting a better night's sleep. You can, too. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you'll now get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com.
Some GM owners will start receiving recall notices today for Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra 3500 trucks, a recall covering 50,000 vehicles for 2011 to 2015 because of a fuel tank issue. Newark, New Jersey police continuing to provide increased protection for New Jersey Senator Cory Booker after a death threat against him and his family. U.S. Capitol Police telling local authorities about the issue after Booker got a Christmas card that featured a threat that he could be lynched and that his family could be lynched as well. The Newark mayor has released a statement over the weekend detailing the city's response. Booker recently was campaigning for Democratic Senator-elect Doug Jones in the race against Republican Roy Moore, but there's been no discussion of whether there might be a connection between that and the threats he's received. Senator-elect Doug Jones says it's time for his former opponent Roy Moore to officially concede. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Jones said yesterday it's time to move on. Alabama has spoken. Jones, the Democrat, defeating the Republican Moore last Tuesday by just over 1% of the vote, but Moore is refusing to concede, pointing to the close margin of the vote and claiming possible voter fraud. And Bob Gibbons, the man who drew the first official design for Bugs Bunny, has left us.
And that's the end.
His family confirming on social media Gibbons died at 99 earlier this month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack.
Yes.
Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yes! Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number. Yeah, it is. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Again, we're going to be talking some NFL. We could actually keep it on the field. And, we'll see how the rest of the show plays out. There are some things to be talking about, including a massive trade in baseball that actually makes more sense in hindsight now than it did when I first looked at it. I was trying to figure it out, but it's all about the Benjamins. And we will get into that as well. But as we get ready to set it up and you're listening to us, well, where are you? Are you in the office? Well, click on the Listen Live button on our website, Sports Byline USA. Check it out. And if you're not, well, even if you're working on a laptop, check it out anyway. You can do that as well. But if you're not and you're on a device, well, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. That's nice. Listen Live, grab archive, whatever you feel like doing. That's cool. And, if you're heading somewhere, you can get us on one of the many affiliates that we have around the country. Sirius Satellite occasionally. And your device. And the Android, the Apple. Go to iHeart. Go to TuneIn. Go to Stitcher. We're right there for you. Checking us out in the American Forces Radio Network is what we're about. Those guys and girls, they're protecting our six. Less than a year to Army Navy again. We'll be back. It'll be fun. I promise. So, you see one of these guys or girls on the street, just thank them. Seriously. It's the holidays. Not all of them are going to be home. Don't forget. It's not like a regular job. You don't get a vacation. Let's tap out right there. We'll come back right after this.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, and National Football League is the reign of the day. Sometimes we'll spend a little more time on games than others. Better games will later on in the day, and more relevant ones as well. Saints did not look good. They had 14 fourth quarter points as they wore down the Jets, but 31-19. Bryce Petty was 19 of 39. Touchdown and a pick. Two picks. He's not the answer. Play Hackenberg the last two games, please. Find out if this kid can play in the National Football League. Jets played hard. I keep hearing the rumblings, and you guys who listen to the show regularly know that I'm based up here in New York, and I keep hearing the rumblings that Bowles is in trouble, and I don't get it. Like I said, last year, had they gotten rid of him, I would have completely understood it. But they got the dead wood off the team, and this team plays hard for him. He doesn't look like he's in over his head to me. He doesn't have a quarterback. No. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, one of the few bright spots of this season for the Jets has been Robbie Anderson. Undrafted, out of Temple, who has an outside chance. Not even so much outside. I don't know. He could probably get there. Of 1,000 yards this year. He's got 57 catches for 888 yards, so he can get there. Depends who's throwing him the football. And he's getting quadruple team now. But, you know, he had a couple of those big games. And all of a sudden, people are like, oh, we better pay attention to this kid. But next year, when they get their full receiving core back, whoever's back there, it's the Jets are going to be a better team. I know it's hard to buy into, and they weren't supposed to win a game this year, and they were supposed to get the quarterback of the future this year. And, you know, like I said, if you're the Saints, I'm gonna chalk this one off to just, the Jets were coming in. You know that you're the significantly better teams. They still ran the ball effectively, but their defense got pushed around a little bit in this game. And I know 19 points is not a ton of points, but you had Bryce Petty back there. And they shouldn't have been able to do that. So, I don't know. Keep an eye on New Orleans next week and see what they do. Eagles took care of the Giants 34-29, and oh, by the way, and there's not a ton on Nick right now because he hasn't been playing much for the last couple of years, but Nick Foles, 24-38, 237, four touchdowns, no interceptions. They ran the ball for 108 yards, so they didn't hide him. Eli was 37-57, three touchdowns and a pick, 434 yards. Look, I don't know what they're going to do with Eli. He's got 18 touchdowns and 10 picks on a team that has no wide receivers and no running game and no offensive line. So if you're trying to put this on him, I don't know. They had another team with a hard decision to make. Do you address the other needs? Do you sit there with the number two pick and do you draft Matt Forte? And hope that Davis Webb is your guy 2 years from now to slot in with Eli? Whoever ends up being the GM, that's the decision. Coach Schmoach. Is Davis Webb going to be your guy 2 years down the line? And will Eli finish his career with the Giants? Because that is the question. You know, there's times he hasn't looked good, but, you know, guess what? It's damn difficult when you have absolutely zero protection. Now, you know, again, they're bringing in coaches and interviews and all that kind of good stuff, and they're going to have that conversation with the coach. Do you want Eli Manning or do you not want Eli Manning? And whoever comes in as the coach, they study coaches' film. They know whether or not Eli still has it or not. That's the decision they're going to have to make. Another quarterback who could be out in the market. So, you know, again, we'll see. And if you make it known that you don't want Eli back, what value? You know, what value are you going to get for him? Nobody's going to want to pay you anything for him. Especially if, you know, you make it known that you're not going to bring the guy back. Then what are they going to give you, a third-round draft pick? Maybe. There's really only two landing spots. One's Denver and one's Jacksonville. Or could he go cross town to the Jets? No. You know, again, we'll see. But they gave Philly a battle yesterday. And if you're Philadelphia, it you feel a whole lot better about moving forward in the playoffs after yesterday than you did after the Carson Wentz injury. What you should be concerned about is that your defense gave up 29 points to the New York bleeping Giants, who can't run the football and can't protect their quarterback. They stayed committed to the run, but like I said, they didn't try to hide Nick Foles. And we'll see. Well, this is what's going on with the Eagles right now. No getting around it. Like I said, Matt McGloin's your backup. So please, please don't get hurt, Nick Foles. Boy, wouldn't that be ironic? One of the last two games of the season, Matt McGloin goes down. Nick Foles goes down. And Matt McGloin has to step in and destroy another playoff team. And nothing against Matt. I mean, you know, it's fine. He's in his fifth season. He's getting his pension. He's, you know, that's all well and good. I mean, he won't be in the league next year. But if he is, he'll be third string on somebody's team. So, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt. They're really what it comes down to. Giants got a lot of heavy lifting to do before the draft. By the way, get the damn GM in place, will you please? Slowest moving organization I've ever seen in my life. Well, we have to contemplate all the, and then all the talent gets snatched up around them. Yeah, you know, whether Dorsey ends up being successful in Cleveland or not remains to be seen, but you know something, the fact that he was on his way to interview for the Giants and Cleveland didn't let that happen, I'd like to see that out of the Giants every once in a while. Redskins 20-15 over the Cardinals. Cardinals out of it. Redskins theoretically still, no, they're not. They're done too. 6-8. Cardinals dropped to 6-8. They're officially eliminated. questions for both teams at the quarterback position, at the coach's position, at the coaches and everything, and a bing guy. Blah, blah, blah. We'll see. Working for Daniel Snyder ain't easy. Working for Bidwell actually is easy. Didn't used to be. Arians wants to come back, he'll come back. Carson Palmer wants to come back, he'll come back. Fitzgerald's already coming back. What happens to Jay Gruden? What happens to Kirk Cousins? What happens to the Redskins' general manager position, which has been vacant since they hired the drunk guy who used to run it? Well, you know, we'll see. These questions and more will be answered after the offseason. Panthers 31-24 over the Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay Packers. 3-3 for Aaron. Cam had a flawless game. It's when he plays like this that you say they could get back and do it. McCaffrey was in the mix big time. 63 rushing yards, 73 passing yards, receiving yards. And Aaron, like I said, 290, 3-3. Yeah. Didn't take any big shots. Question remains, will he play any more this season now that the pack is out? We'll answer that right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Not bad at all. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. little loud, but that's all right. We like that. Pretty cool. Packers and the Panthers. I posed the question before we went to break. Will Aaron Rodgers be playing quarterback for the rest of the season? My answer would be no. There's just no point to it. And look, I get the competitive nature of athletes. I understand Mike McCarthy wants to win games. But I'll throw this in there. And I don't think the team would have any problem with this. I know the fans wouldn't. I know Aaron would, because of the fact the guy wants to get out there and play and give his best. But here's the thing. Why risk re-injuring that shoulder? There's just no point to it. You're 34 years old. You've got some good years in front of you still. You're still playing at the top of your game. Don't do it. The other aspect of it, and this is what I think makes it a relatively easy decision, because I've seen the other aspect of it. If the playoffs are out of reach, it's not an easy decision. Yeah, it is. This is what head coaches get paid to do. Okay? You take Aaron into the office and you say, kid, I appreciate you going out there and rushing yourself back. We got to think big picture here, and I know you're not going to like this, but I'm sitting you. And what we are going to do is find out more about Brett Hundley. And don't kid yourself. This is important for this franchise. This is a team that somewhere down the line is going to have to move on from Aaron Rodgers. And if they think Brent Hundley can be the guy, then let him get more experience, more snaps under his belt. Let the team get more used to, you know, him being back there. And you go from there. And that's what you have to do. There's just, there is absolutely no reason to play Aaron Rodgers. And I understand he's your star quarterback. I understand the relationship with McCarthy has been dicey at times. Get over it. Get over all of it. Sit him. Go about it the right way. Don't let him hear about it in a press conference. Take him into the office. Have some lunch. Talk about what's going on. You're still our future, but I want you to coach up this kid with me and make him even better. And God forbid something like this happens again, we don't go through a three-game learning curve with this kid where he figures out how to take a snap without screwing it up. You know, if you're truly thinking team here, that's what you have to do. And if you do that, I think Aaron Rodgers will understand. He won't be happy about it, but I think he'll understand. I really do. Carolina's first wild card spot. Tiebreakers go to New Orleans at this point in time, but the way New Orleans played the last couple of games, we'll see. New Orleans finishes against Atlanta and against the Buccaneers. Atlanta has something to play for. Buccaneers don't. Carolina gets the Buccaneers and the Falcons. So we'll see. Because they're going to smack down the Bucs at home. And then what they're going to find out is whether or not Atlanta has something to play for at that point in time, and whether or not Carolina does. And that'll dictate the tempo of that game. So, again, heading down a home stretch. All these different things come into play here as to how and if teams are going to show up. Talking about teams that did not show up. I hope O'Brien is not in any level of trouble down in Houston, because he's on his third quarterback. His defense has been completely decimated. His top three players are gone off of that team. Top two. Clowney's still there, but Clowney's getting like quadruple teamed at this point. But that team did not show up in Jacksonville yesterday. Bortles 21 of 29, 326, three touchdowns. Don't let him fool you. I got to tell you, they've done a hell of a job coaching this Jacksonville team, which clinched the playoff spot for the first time since 2007. Ran the ball well, received well. Chris Ivory starting for Leonard Fournette. They're in the playoffs. Good for them. This was a team that expected to finish with three or four wins tops. But they still don't have a very good quarterback. And Bortles will give you the tease every once in a while, but sorry, he ain't the guy. Calais Campbell has 100 sacks this year. How many has he got? Yeah, he's got 14 and a half. He's having a hell of a year. Outside shot at 20. We'll see. Right in his prime, too, man. 31 years old. He is good. But, don't be fooled by this. I mean, Jacksonville could make some noise. I mean, they're 10-4. They're legit 10-4. But Bortles is going to turn the ball over when it matters. They can't put the team on his shoulders. He's just not that good. But they are doing it with short passes and all the other stuff that goes along with it. And he's got 19 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. It's not a bad ratio. But sometimes he looks like a high school quarterback out there. And, he's not very good. Looks the part. Built like Tarzan, played like Jane. Rams 42, Seahawks 7. Man, did I call this one. And Jared Goff, although he statistically did not have a good game, 14 of 21, a buck 20, two touchdowns and a pick. Todd Gurley went off. Four touchdowns, three on the ground, one receiving, 152 yards. They ran for 244. They jammed that ball down Seattle's throat. And Seattle had no answers. The D bottled up Russell Wilson. They had a game plan going in with that. Their outside rushers and their inside rushers took care of their business. They sacked him seven times for 71 yards. Hello. Hello. Aaron Donald with three of them. The Mighty Quinn with two. I mean, no joke. The Rams are good. The Rams are real good. And like I said, out west, you've seen a changing of the guard. This was the game I was pointing to for the last month. And I'm beating a drum on this with you guys. Young teams and young quarterbacks in particular have to learn how to win. And again, the quarterback didn't have a great game yesterday. Goff was okay. The rest of the team picked him up. And what they found and what, to me was key in this football game was the fact that they lined up mano and mano, and they shoved the ball down their throat. And after the game, tweets were going out. There was nitpicking in the locker room. And Carroll's on the verge of having that team go south in a big way. And I'll tell you, for somebody who is in the running for the MVP conversation, as well he should be with Russell Wilson, because he's been a one-man show. Carroll's about to lose that team. And I don't mean it in the, traditional, they're not listening to the coach or whatever, but what they've done is they've had a lot of free spirits on that team. And they have had, you know, people who are not afraid to speak their mind. And, you know, they now got the backbiting and the infighting and everything else. Earl Thomas saying that Bobby Wagner shouldn't have played because of the hamstring. Wagner retweeted and said, keep my name out of your mouth. Stop being jealous of other people's success. I hope you keep balling, bro. Well, okay. That defense got pushed around. And when that does happen, especially on a Pete Carroll team, you better be worried. And they should be worried. They're not going to win the West. Right now they're in the playoffs, but we'll see. And they don't finish easy. They got Dallas that's hungry. And then Arizona, who got eliminated, so half easy. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like an Epiphone Les Paul Special One Electric Guitar for just $79. A pair of Tascam Studio headphones or an AKG vocal mic, your choice, just $19. Or guitar stands or wall hooks, 2 for $10. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Make spirits bright for every musician on your list. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Well, the skipping CD. Don't worry about it, Robert. We're back. Just throw it against the wall, see what happens. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And, yeah, you know, I mean, teams are coming, teams are going. And let me tell you, you've got a Seattle Seahawks team that is plummeting into free fall. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. They're in right now, but we'll see. They dropped to 8-6. They're not going to catch the Rams. I mean, theoretically they could, but I think they lose the tiebreaker now, if I remember correctly. What happened in that first game? I got to look at that. Oh, they beat them 16-10. So all kinds of other tiebreakers go into it, and you know we're going to. I don't honestly don't care at this point in time. But with that being said, Russell Wilson is a one-man band, and right now, you know, they don't have a running attack. They don't have much of an offensive line, and the defense is getting pushed around. So, you know, it there is a whole bunch of question marks going up there, up in the Hindu country. So we'll find out, but not a good performance out of Seattle. And the Rams, like I said, learning how to win. This is a game I pointed towards. I liked them going in. I had a feeling they were going to be dominant going in. I didn't know it was going to be that dominant. But they got the job done. Patriots 27, Steelers 24. It's always this way. I'm not going to bore you with the stats. Both quarterbacks were terrific. Both teams were able to run the ball pretty much. The receivers were awesome. Gronk was incredible in the second half. Juju Schuster-Smith got Pittsburgh down there again. Pittsburgh was out of timeouts. Fake spike, threw the ball into the end zone. Interception is the way the game ended. You know, you looked at Jesse James, the call on him with they called it incomplete. It's every time they tweak these freaking rules, somebody ends up paying a price. Shazier was in the building. Thank goodness. And Pittsburgh and New England just has their number. And this time, with Jesse James, you know, he had the ball in his hand. He broke the plane. The elbow hit the ground as he was breaking the plane. The ball went loose. He still kind of held on to it, but the ball touched the turf. No touchdown. I mean, the NFL can screw up a wet dream. Every time you think they have it figured out with a rule, there's another rule that comes along that ends up hosing a team. This isn't on the officials. The officials got the call right. But for Pittsburgh, what should have been a win turned into a loss. Antonio Brown gets hurt with the partially torn calf muscle. He's out early in the game. Didn't matter. Bryant, Smith-Schuster, the tight ends, they all came into play. There was even a Darius Hayward Bay sighting. Run fast, Darius. Run fast. Okay, now what? Never mind. Just run fast. Take somebody with you. And in New England, what can you say? They always come up big when it matters, even on the road. Gronk was a beast, and Pittsburgh had no answer. They kept running that slant over and over again. That seam up the middle, and they just had no answer. And you know, nobody wanted to talk about it because of the fact that he was in the stadium, and nobody really wants to talk about the future of Ryan Shazier, or if there is one, but that's where they missed him. That's where they missed him. Because he would have had assignment there, and Pittsburgh didn't have an answer for him. Pittsburgh's going to win the division. New England's going to win their division. But you know, AFC's a lot more interesting than the NFC right now. And oh, by the way, if the playoffs started today, Buffalo's in. Just in case you were wondering. Tennessee 8-6, Buffalo 8-6, Baltimore 8-6. Buffalo's in right now in the six hole. Buffalo gets the break because of the strength of victory. I don't know what that means. But there's a bunch of teams still in it. I mean, you can count out Oakland and you can count out Miami. They're not going to do anything. But from eight up, it's still competitive. A lot of things have to happen right for all these teams, but, well, you know, they're still there. Man, I'd love to get a hold of Tennessee if I'm a team in the playoffs. Oof-ah. And, oh, by the way, very quietly, you know, because we were all talking about Tennessee still manages to win and this, that, and the other thing. Well, they're two games behind Jacksonville, and they're not going to win the division. Jacksonville is in the playoffs, and they're going to win the division. So, we shall see. We shall see going forward. But, you know, again, it's a good job by the Patriots. They just, they're the Patriots. I've run out of superlatives to throw at them. I don't like them, but you can't help but admire them. And the Titans, as aforementioned, and I picked this one as well. I'm not picking too many games correctly this season, but I have picked some good ones when I've been right. And San Francisco, taking care of business. By 2 points. And they're not really screwing anything up here because they have their quarterback. Now, the question is, and we talked about that free fall market for Hugh Jackson and, you know, what's going to play out there. Here's another one. Jimmy G. What kind of money is he going to be looking for? Because he's the guy. C.J. Beathard, we hardly knew ye. They made the move. Garoppolo's going to play. New England could not tie up the cap money to keep Brady's successor around because Brady wants to play another 2, 3, 4, 9 years. Well, San Francisco has their quarterback. The only question that they have involving this kid is now that they're actually winning football games because they're 4-10 now, what are you going to get as far as a draft pick? And what are you going to get in said slot? Well, you know, I get it. You're screwing it up. No, you're not. No, you're not. You need to win football games. And he did yesterday. And again, the limitations, and Mariota played okay against an defense. But the limitations of Marcus Mariota, even if they make the playoffs, will come forward. There's no getting around it. Yesterday he was good. 23-33, 241, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 90 yards on the ground. I mean, again, competitive football team, but here's the deal. 5 weeks ago, would you have said that San Francisco was anywhere near the talent level of the Titans? No, you wouldn't have. Not even close. But now, you got a good tight end. A couple of good tight ends, actually. A very good wide receiver in Marquise Goodwin, who's kind of figured it out a little bit. You'll probably go for another one in the draft with the first round pick. Kid from SMU could be going to them too. We'll see. But they're winning football games, and they're no easy out. And if you're Tennessee, you know, you're looking at this and you're going, no, this isn't good. And they're never going to publicly say that Mariota's not their guy. And he's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. Yeah. And in the Cowboys staying alive, they're on life support at 8-6, but they put away the putrid Raiders 20-17. Jack Del Rio, baby. Look over that shoulder. Carr trying to go into the end zone, reaching for the pylon, loses control of the ball. Out of the end zone it goes. They should have won the football game, but woulda, shoulda, coulda. They dropped to 6-8. It would have gotten them to 500 and gotten them within a game of Kansas City, but it didn't play out that way. Prescott was really good. And Zeke comes back next week. They can get in. They could get in. They got to bypass a few teams, but they could get in. You know, you look at these. You look at the teams and you look at who's there. And again, right now it's Eagles, Vikings, Rams, Saints, and Carolina. Those five are going to get in. Then it's Atlanta, the Lions, the Seagirls, and the Cowboys. So you got four teams fighting for one spot. Dallas is at the bottom of the heap. They have to have a lot happen right. Now, one thing that might happen right is the fact that the Seahawks are playing like doo-doo right now. So that could help them. Detroit, it's a week-to-week thing. And Atlanta, they're fighting for their, we want to go back to the Super Bowl lives. So, we shall see. It's a tough road, but, you know, as reticent as I am to give any level of credit to the Dallas Cowboys for anything, I will say this. They certainly are fighting. And that's okay. I don't know. That's all right. And we'll see. Yeah. But they won, and that's what mattered, even though they shouldn't have. Monday night game, nothing really relevant. Except, well, it is relevant for the Falcons. They need to go into Tampa and win. They win, that puts another nail in the Cowboy coffin. Makes it even harder. And the Buccaneers got nothing to play for, and they'll probably be looking for a coach at the end of the year. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we will wrap it up with some baseball right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of The Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with The Attack. Dodgers make a huge deal with the Braves. Well, there's two stories here. Strasburg said he might skip the All-Star games going forward, but we'll get into that down the line. But there was a big trade over the weekend. Adrian Gonzalez, who immediately got put on designated for assignment, went to the Braves for along with Brandon McCarthy, who is a live arm, Scott Kazmir, who is a dead arm, and Charlie Culberson, who is an okay player. For Matt Kemp. Braves owe Kemp a bunch of money. He's played pretty well over the last couple of years. I mean, he was beset with injury. And Dodgers owe him $43 million over two seasons. But the amount of money that they owe the other players combined, they dumped $50 million in salary. And they got themselves under the luxury threshold. So it's basically what it was. Andrew Friedman said they talked to Kemp and said, look, you know, where you fit in here remains to be seen. We got some young kids that, you know, we're looking to work on. It was basically a salary dump, but it was interesting because these were guys that when the administration that's running the Dodgers first got in, that they were happy to add all these people, and many of them helped the Dodgers win. But there's a big free agent class coming up in 18, including Kershaw, including Bryce Harper. And Dodgers are going to be players. And they were looking to unload dead salary. Braves helped them out. Braves need pitchers. You know, don't forget, they jettisoned Bart. They didn't renew R.A. Dickey. So, you know, if they can get anything out of those arms, they get something. Braves are in a bad place because they can't commit in the international market. And the Dodgers were in a bad place financially. It was an interesting trade. First one of these big ones that I've seen in baseball in a long time that was done because of those reasons. So, interesting. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity for you tomorrow. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. Thanks to all of you for listening. For, well, myself, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.